Oh.
Oh, there we are, 3HL. On the road. We are floating right now.
Yes.
At Twin Creeks Marina, and we are
can we
excited
be on the road
to be out
like
here.
This every day, please?
I mean,
sitting on a lake?
We're at Thames Ford Lake. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. They've got everything you need down here, and here's the beautiful part. If you're looking for like a getaway type deal, they've got you covered, and just a little more than an hour from Nashville, Twin Creeks Marina. TwinCreeksTN.com is the website, TwinCreeksTN.com. They've got everything you need. Nashville's Hidden Lake Getaway in Winchester, Tennessee. Philip Fulmer's from here. Jeff Hall, who kicked some pretty big field goals for the University of Tennessee, is from here. And I actually passed Fulmer Auto Body or something. I don't know if it's somewhat related to Philip, but probably. We were on Philip Fulmer Parkway, though.
Yes, we were. And
super pretty out.
Let me just say, first of all, I'm in the building, and on the water.
You're on the water.
This is what I want to say. Bab said, could we be out here more often, like a lot? The only problem with that is I'm looking at the jungle boat, and at any moment, any moment during the broadcast, I could just go do a cannonball, like, and be fine with it. Whatever happens, just be cold when I get out with my wet clothes and everything. But
and then the mama anxiety portion of Dawn is looking at those trampolines that are on the second deck of this boat.
Yes.
To jump on and then jump into the water, and I'm like, oh no, don't go too far.
Don't go too far.
Hey man, this is a really, really, really great atmosphere. I'm telling you. Food is phenomenal. We got it sitting in front of us.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I wonder, could the people guess what I got?
Tweet us
like
what Ron got.
Yeah, tell me what you guys think that I got. That's the question.
What does he live off of?
I got quesadillas along with something else.
Drafts and Watercrafts is the restaurant. That's where we are. We're outside today, which is awesome. Will Bowling is here doing the digital content and video feed. So if you're watching Zone TV, you can thank Will Bowling. Because we love him so much.
Mm-hmm. You can see him over my right shoulder.
And I think he's nervously paying attention to Braves games. But he's got a waterfront view looking at a bunch of boats. They've added a bunch of slips here, and they've got everything you need. Twin Creeks Village is a residential home site deal over there if you're looking for, I would say if you're looking for a second home, but they just sold them all. So 500 home sites.
They have townhomes over there that you can rent.
True.
So you can rent out for the week. They are building these cottages right on the lake that they're going to start renting out in June and July. I think they're going to have like six in June or six in July. So, yeah.
Right on the water with a dock. And, I mean, it's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Four-bedroom little cottages overlooking the water. Yeah. Now 228 boat slips, 26-foot boat slips, and then 80 32-foot boat slips.
Love it.
There's plenty of space out here. Come on out.
Please come on out here.
We'll tell you more about it as we roll through the show. But, again, you can check it out online while you listen. TwinCreeksTN.com is where you get that done. Tons going on. I will say this. My wife threw her client party last night, just kind of celebrating the people that entrust her with her real estate stuff.
Moving with Kelly.
But we had a great time. And Leanne Morgan was the comedian, and she performed last night. She was phenomenal, and if you haven't seen her, you need to check her
out
all over YouTube and things like that. But we had a chance to meet her, and she obviously knew that Ron went to the University of Tennessee and had an interesting question for him.
Yeah, yes, she did. And that can I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So when I turned around, and Brent was like, yeah, we got Ron Slay over here. She said, Ron Slay? Ron Slay, and I turned around like, hey, how you doing? And first thing was, now, wait a minute. Did I sleep with you? I said, well, if you're talking about the Bernie Ernie era, you know what I mean? Maybe, but I was that's all right. You're a baby.
Yeah.
I saw my lady over there. I was like, you guys got kids? So, man, very, very entertaining. Like, it's hard.
Funny.
Yeah, it's hard to keep my attention, you know, because I sometimes think I've heard it all when it comes to jokes, but she was spot on. Like, I loved every minute of it. So,
yeah, check her out. We're going to try to get her on the show at some point. She's like, nobody wants to hear from me on your show talking sports. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you played high school basketball.
Right. Yes, we do.
So anyway, but the reason why I said that is the Titans schedule came out. And we were all talking about it at that party. And man, when I saw that schedule, dude, I was like, this looks hard, man.
I thought he did, too. And then
and
you
knew
see
the teams, but the way that it ordered out was really tough,
yeah.
I think.
Well, and once you knew the teams, but once you just sit down and kind of dive into the teams and you look at, okay, here's your quarterback for the opponents, here's the weapons they have, you know, once you kind of dive into it, then you're like, wait, because you see all of these, you know, post-schedule release analysis, and it's like strength of schedule, and the Titans apparently have the seventh easiest, right?
Right.
By a lot of accounts, you know? And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
Well, it's funny because it went from seventh easiest to 13th most difficult. So I don't even know like how that happened. But based on win percentage from last year, so they have eight games against playoff teams from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
eight, half the schedule. Well, yep. More, 17 weeks. Can I just go ahead and bitch about that?
yeah, because you know I hate no symmetry. I hate it.
That's it, right
there. I can't handle
because
it.
I want more football. I live for more football.
You love it, every bit of it.
But it needs to be even. The odd thing is driving me crazy. Like, it's thrown me completely off. And I heard Mike Keith talking
right now.
I heard Mike Keith talking about, you know, well, you know, there's three preseason games and 17 regular season games, and it's kind of throwing me off. And I'm like, I'm right there with you.
You're talking to me, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we need to get to 18. That's where I am.
Yeah.
Need to get to 18.
Add another, and I think the players might go bananas. You add one more
well,
game.
Get ready.
Our guy Ramon Foster
is coming.
Is listening, and I'm sure we're about to get just a barrage of texts real
no
quick.
Doubt.
I mean,
about
what did Ramon really do,
schedule?
Though? Like, he'd stand up and put his arms out. I mean, how hard is that?
Like, offensive linemen.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. Yeah, that
I mean, are they? They're not even in shape.
Man, they don't
like,
do nothing, man.
No,
folks
nothing.
Don't do nothing. They just protect the most expensive guy on the team. But, I mean, that's really nothing.
They're just the one that is absolutely blamed no matter
everything,
what for poor
quarterback
play.
I love you, Ramon.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. Those are jokes. Those are jokes.
Should have been that last night,
Ramon.
Ramon's
probably on his Peloton right now.
Yeah,
you got on today, and you said you were sweating out vodka.
Dude, so I made it a mission. I'm going to just start jumping on every morning and riding when Ramon and J-Mart are on so I can catch them.
Yep.
This morning was a little bit different because moving with Kelly took place, and I tell you what, man, an open bar and a big sleigh. Oh, that combination right there, boy, is something else. And the sliders, the barbecue
See,
slider.
Here's the thing: when you throw a party, you never get to eat.
Oh,
I didn't have one. I didn't even
I
know what
so
the food
bad
was.
For you,
I didn't have
I felt
any of
so
it.
So bad. For
I
you.
Did manage to get like one drink toward the end, and then another one. Toward the end, so I had two drinks.
Man, I ate for both of us. I had seven sliders and went back for four
really?
More. Yeah. I went back for four more, and I figured out at the end I should have just hung out by the sliders.
Yeah.
Instead of hanging out by the bar. You know what I mean? But,
that's a toss-up yeah. there. I mean,
well, and we're kind of going all over the place today, and which is usual for the show. Although somebody called Blaine and Mickey and said we were talking about ice cream or something, and that wasn't us. I don't know what – like
ice
he
cream.
Was he was bitching about, you guys talk football, and this other show just talks about ice cream, and I
what?
It wasn't us. Like, I don't know. But if somebody's talking about ice cream, I'm in because
I
love
like
ice cream.
Me too. And like I have,
oh, Jesus.
Man, listen, I go down a list of what I like. I like the old school brown cow. I like the ice cream sandwiches. I like the Neapolitan
Are
ice
you
cream.
A chocolate or vanilla guy, though, baseline? See, now we're talking about ice cream to that guy that hated the ice cream.
Yeah, I'm a vanilla guy. I mean, it's not even in the question. You a chocolate guy?
Oh, I love chocolate. I can't stand vanilla.
Can't do that, Brent.
Yeah, no.
I gotta have vanilla. Vanilla goes with everything.
Hey guys, I don't
cookies, Oreos.
I don't mean to break up the party, but there's somebody on the line that wants to talk to you guys.
Uh oh.
And he may or may not have just mentioned him a few seconds ago.
Was it? Is it Shaquille Sunflower?
I'm just gonna play it so that you guys can talk to him.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, if y'all ever get on these airways again and slander offensive linemen the way you just did. I'm telling you, I'm paying for every tow truck in the city to come find your cars. I'm finding your children's cars, your significant other cars, and we're going to have a grand old time if y'all talk about offensive linemen like that again.
I would have preferred to see you play running back, Ramon, honestly.
My guy come downhill. He just ain't going to be low. He'll come downhill, though.
Yeah.
All in love, my friend. We love you, brother.
No doubt. Y'all say that until Tannehill is on his back, okay? Think about that, Brent.
That's true.
Think about that, Ron and Don. That's all I'm saying. And I'm out, man. Watch your mouth about offensive linemen, guys. I'm sensitive about us.
There he is, Ramon Foster. J. Martin Ramon, 6 to 10 weekdays on 104.5 The Zone.
On cue. I told him, though, Mo, guess what? I gave you props, man. I said you don't do much. You just protect the most expensive guy on the team.
That's right.
So, it's cool to honk.
By the way, Slay's order, wings.
Yeah. I got 8, and I'm 4 in the hole right now.
What else did you get?
I got chicken quesadillas.
What I just want to, I know.
Yeah.
I just want to,
2 meals.
I want to share what a teammate Ron Slay is, because we had this argument. I think it was during a break this past week.
Sure did.
Where Brent was like, don't ask for something of my food, just order your own.
Yeah.
And I had the argument of, well, sometimes maybe we just want a bite of your food.
Yeah.
We don't want to order the entire thing. And both of these guys just came at me.
Who's supposed to?
Doesn't matter. Order your own dang food. Blah, blah, blah. So Ron's wings come out, and I'm like, hey, yo, Slay, can I get one? He's like.
Yeah, I had to give it a look.
All right. All right,
Fab.
So there you go. There's your teammate right there.
I tell you what, man, it's difficult for me to share, and everybody knows that.
But I only asked because you got quesadillas and wings. If you just got wings, I wouldn't have asked.
By the way, we'll get into the Titans schedule when we come back. If you want to jump in,
we've been
talking about it all day on this radio station for sure, and we want to get your take on it. What do you think? Going in, you knew all the teams. Now that you see the order, are you a little nervous like I am? 615-737-1045, Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and there he is, Ron Slay. He is in the building and outside the building all at the same time at Twin Creeks Marina, twincreekstn.com. Twin Creeks Marina, that's where we are, Winchester, Tennessee. It's absolutely beautiful out here. Really, really new, too. We are on a floating restaurant. It's huge. And they brought this thing on the water, like 100 miles or something, they said.
Really? Now, I didn't grow up on water. I'm not a water baby.
Yeah, but you've turned into a water guy.
Yes, I have. Now, I was just going to ask, this seems very kid-friendly. Are all marinas and stuff like this?
I don't know, but this one sure is. As Don said, you got that trampoline thing over there. I mean, what's that thing called? The jungle boat, the floating trampoline. You can jump off like 80 different places of that.
Exactly.
Thing.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's so tempting. And the Will just said he's taking on bets how much it'll take to send him into the water. So I'm probably going to put about $50-$55 on the table to see Will do a cannonball.
Really make that happen?
Off the jungle boat. Yeah.
Oh, he said yes.
I told
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See? So
here's the problem, Will. You got to get out.
Yes.
And there's a little breeze. And it's,
the breeze is coming.
And it's not like it's 95 out here.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, check them out. They've got home sites. They've got cabins that they're building.
This is a beautiful weekend giveaway.
New boat slips. Rent. You can rent anything.
Yep.
On slip away. Slip away lane.
Slay got on the water one time. Woke up like a day and a half later.
Man, that's what I should have. When Ramon just called in, we should have asked him about that. My first time on a boat. 4th of July, 2000. When did Ramon finish? 11? 10? Somewhere around there. I think it was like 9 or 10. 4th of July, I'm out there. Me, Bobby Graham, his wife Emily, and a couple of more guys.
Former Tennessee receiver.
Having a blast out there on the water.
And what did I say? Before you even finish the story, I go, the beer hits you different on the boat.
And I try to explain it to everybody, and everybody has never been on a boat. My gosh.
It's like the bowling alley.
So two things that came out of it. I didn't know how you're supposed to use the restroom when you're on the boat. And they told me, just dive in the water.
Yeah, it's just like
I said,
the ocean.
Do what? Jump in the water and just start using it on yourself? It was like, yeah. So I held it for like 45 minutes so my bladder was going to bust. And I was like, okay, I got to do it. So therefore, when I do that, I start drinking more. And it's really on. So we're out there probably about 8 hours. I'm not realizing what's going on. But when I got off that water and got in the truck on the way home, I laid in the living room floor for at least a day and a half. at least a day and a half. Ramon was walking around me, and I could feel him. I just couldn't open my eyes and see him. So he covered me up and everything, putting Martin on the DVD, Martin TV series. And I stayed there for a day and a half. I thought I had alcohol poisoning, but it wasn't. It wasn't a sick feeling. It was just like I can't move feeling.
You said Ramon put a cover over you.
Yeah, put a blanket on me. Just like, man, just cover this scene up. Nobody worry
about
it.
Here's your water. Here's the straw.
I could feel it, man. I'm telling you, it was amazing. 4th of July. I would never forget it. And I love boats ever since then.
So, Mayor of Dalton thought you said Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was on the boat with you?
Bobby.
It's Bobby Graham.
It was Bobby Graham on the boat with me, man, who's really known for catching the pass against Memphis to keep the season alive.
Brown on the boat would be fun, though.
Man, Bobby Brown. And that ghost. He better bring that ghost. That ghost just mounting people all over the boat, mounting the fish.
If you miss any part of the show, that's on you. Just listen to everything.
Got
to
catch up. Every day, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6. Got to catch it.
You don't GPR Guru says butter pecan ice cream. I was never into that.
I wasn't. I'm not all into them different kind of flavors. So give me old school classic flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Cookies and cream, chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm all in.
Cookies and cream is my literal favorite.
That's the OG. That's my literal favorite. That's
the OG. Yeah. Mint chocolate chip, yeah.
Yeah. That's my wife's favorite.
Okay, let's stop talking. Stick to sports, guy. It's about to lose it.
Hang on, one more thing.
Good Lord.
Because you know I'm real concerned with that guy.
I know you are.
Chris, I remember in high school during a lineman meeting, they brought over the quarterbacks and running backs. One of the coaches looked at them and said, make friends with the linemen. They are what decides if you have a good game or a bad game.
Facts. And what would be equivalent to that is in basketball, make
point
friends
guard?
With your point guards. You better take care of your power forwards and your centers. Because anybody pressing you 94 feet, I used to tell C.J. Watson, hey, man, I'm standing at half court, come 100 miles per hour. I'm going to knock this dude cranium off.
Like Fulkerson
screen.
Against Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which probably led to the elbows.
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. But legal.
When you would do that, would people try to get you back at some point?
Yeah, but it was – I started doing it so much, like, they would get mad at their teammates.
For not yelling.
They'd be like, dude, I told you. You seen it on film and hitting the people in it. And I just be like, man, I told you, you should have said something. I said, you got to get him, dog. He ain't even caught a screen now. You get killed out here, you know. So I egg it on, you know, but that was my thing.
I love it.
When the schedule came out.
So when you look at the schedule, like, is there a favorite element to the schedule for you? For me, it's – so the three primetime games. I heard you guys talking yesterday. Mm-hmm. Slay was hoping for four. It felt like it might be three.
I'm going to get four.
You may end up with four, honestly.
Tell that to Babs.
Might happen. But I said it doesn't count if it does happen.
It does count.
Thank you. No, it's not initial.
What do you mean? You won't give this man anything, man.
Well, when I'm out here, I'm telling you people.
You're just making his wings. Not giving him credit for his 35%.
I'm out here earning it, boy. I am earning it from Babs. I'm telling you right now, man. It is real out here. What jumped off the screen to me?
My favorite element to this schedule is the Sunday nighter. You know, Monday night football when we were all kids was the thing. That was like the greatest event in sports. And to me, it's turned into the Sunday night football game. And so to have the Titans playing in LA against the Rams on a Sunday nighter, I'm really looking forward to that. But honestly, I think
but that stands out to me as also a negative because you're at LA for a 7:20 start on Sunday, and that totally screws you.
I'm not saying it's not going to be
hard. For
the
next week, and then you have New Orleans at home.
Well,
they've got tough stretches. Just as a fan, though, watching that on a Sunday night, I love it. I also love the fact that they start with the Cardinals, and we talked about this a little bit the other day, but Titans, Arizona Cardinals to start the season. Kyler Murray coming into Nissan Stadium. I'm really looking forward to that. All those weapons. I've seen the Titans all from 3.5 to 2, just kind of depending on where you look.
Last time I looked, I saw 2.5. Yeah. Boy, Titans by 2.5.
There is no way in hell I'd put any money on the Titans.
No.
2 to 2.5 to 3 to 3.5 against the Cardinals, not in week one.
That's
going to be a challenge.
And you don't know. We have no idea what this defense is going to look like on the field together. Is it going to take them a little bit of time to develop chemistry? Could.
Yeah.
Now maybe that's developed in the preseason, and you get to see a little bit of it in some of these preseason games. But, man,
You can't.
I mean, it's out of the gate. Hey, all these changes J-Rob and Vrabel and this franchise did on that side of the ball, we're about to find out real quick how they look.
Yeah. But especially with a guy like Kyler Murray back there running around, how much can you contain? How much can you flush him? How much can you keep him off balance? Like, it's going to be tough.
But, right, because if you give him 7-8 seconds, you're giving DeAndre Hopkins 7-8 seconds. Exactly. You're giving A.J. Green 7-8 seconds. That's going to be tough.
Christian Kirk, who can take the top off.
Yep. The reason why I love it, though, is because that's week one. So that's the game we'll all be, like, circling and counting down and all that stuff. And it's against an explosive offense team with young players.
Right.
And maybe the best receiver in the game now. And it gives you something to chew on. You know what I mean? And from a fan perspective, like, that's kind of an exciting game because it's also against a team you hardly ever play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so I'm really looking forward to that. Now,
I totally agree.
8 games against teams that were in the playoffs last year.
You know what? I like that. I like that. I think
the competitor in you,
yeah,
former athlete in you, likes that.
Let's get after bring every it. Every. I don't want to play Houston or Jacksonville every single week. Give me the shot. That was a shot. So,
you got to be four, with this schedule. You got to be 4-0 in those games.
Yes, you do.
And you have to at least split the Colts. So that's 5-1.
You got to handle business, man. So it's no all. It's, and then outside of this, even though where they rank the schedule. There is no easy game. You know, it really is any given Sunday. And looking at it, this is tough, man. Them first four, you don't know what you're going to get from the Jets. You know what I mean? But you know you got guys like Corey Davis that's going to try to line up and, you know, smack some guys in the mouth. But tell you what, man, this is it. The one that sticks out to me also, the back-to-back with Buffalo and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. That Buffalo. Now, here's the plus. Is those both of those games are at home.
Exactly. That's
right?
True. Yep.
But a Monday night football game, you know, is going to be physical,
mm-hmm,
and emotional,
mm-hmm,
and probably, you know, a pretty important game,
right,
against Buffalo on Monday night. This city is going to be jacked for that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden on a really short work week, you got to turn around and play Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like that, hey, great. That was a great Buffalo game. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
let's go.
Too, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, your week is like completely short.
Yes.
I think that's rough. The silver lining is that they're both at home.
That is the best thing.
So you're not traveling, at least.
And you're talking about testing the defense.
Right.
Ooh, nicks and bruises. By that time, you're rolling in the season. It could be tough.
Yeah.
It could be tough.
Well, I mean, to add to that – Bills Chiefs leads them into 5 straight games against playoff teams. So you've got the Bills October 18th, then the Chiefs, as you mentioned, October 24th. Then you've got short rest there.
Mm-hmm.
October 31st at Indianapolis, November 7th at the Rams,
yes,
on Sunday night, and then that November 14th game against the Saints. So 5 in a row against teams that were in the playoffs last year.
And that's the meat of the schedule.
Now, let me ask you this. You said you mentioned the at Indianapolis. That's the second time you play the Colts. Already, mm-hmm, at that point in the season, you're done with a division team, the Colts, on October 31st.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, because at that point,
it could be great. It could be really bad.
You don't want to be coming from behind after that.
Right. And here's the thing, like, what is this Titans team? Do they figure it out early and they're strong early in the season? Or is it one of those things where they get stronger and get stronger and get stronger? Because we have seen that under Vrabel, mm-hmm, where they get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't necessarily love the you're done with Indy in your division by October 31st. The first game is 9/26.
I'm with you. That's one of the things that I noticed when I looked at the schedule is like it gets – you know, you pick up the 2 games in a situation like that if you win. And mm-hmm, you may be in a situation where you need that later in the season, right? So you don't want to be coming from behind. You want to play from ahead. The other thing I noticed, all of the rookie quarterbacks are on the schedule.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm, like
– which is – I think it's kind of fun. I don't know if necessarily as a franchise you want that, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it'll be fun. From a fan perspective, I mean, you've got Trevor Lawrence twice, right? You've got Zach Wilson – with the Jets in game 4. Trey Lance, I think, will probably be, I mean, might be the quarterback for the 49ers by the time they play them. And Mac Jones could get the job from Cam Newton by the time they play the Patriots. So That's interesting. And when you dive deeper, listen to the quarterbacks they're playing this year. And maybe this is why they switched it all up on defense, because they, you know, obviously you didn't know on rookies, but you knew those teams were drafting quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Mac Jones, Big Ben, Trey Lance, Tua. I mean, you're going down a quarterback gauntlet there, potentially. Now, you got a lot of young guys in there that you can mess with, maybe? I don't know.
Let's talk about how many young guys end up working out, because percentages aren't that great.
That's true.
So some of them are going to be bad.
And maybe you catch them before they get it.
They
you
get
know?
It, yep.
Exactly. So maybe that's good, too. 615-737-1045 if you want in. That's 615-737-1045. I think James in Nashville wants to hit on a little UT basketball. We went down that road a little bit. James, you're first up today. What's going on, man?
First, I want to just give a shout-out to the mayor of Jolton and let him know I've got my second shot now, so you can come have a drink with me at Sidelines and Floods of you now. I'm back out. I wanted to get that off my chest, first of all. Okay. Secondly, I just wanted to tell Ron Slay, personally, you have been one of my favorite. You and Chris Lofton, probably my favorite two UT basketball players that I've been watching since 78 as a little kid. I love the bandana. I love the swag. I love what you brought. But I got a couple of questions for you. I can't remember exactly. Were you on the 99-2000 team that lost to North Carolina in tournament?
Yes, I was, and I hope your phone cut out because you opened up a wound. But, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say this. That was, to me, again, I know I want all y'all's opinions when I hang up, but I thought those teams, those Jerry Green teams, the late 90s and early 2000s, there was a lot of talent on that team, right? Vincent Yarbrough, Tony Harris. I mean, to me, it's still one of the, in my mind, I mean, I know we had great teams with Dale Ellis and Tony White in the early 80s. Reggie Johnson, but I thought those teams in the early 2000s, late 90s were pretty doggone good, and I don't remember what happened and why Jerry Green left. Did he get fired? Did he leave on his own? And I'll hang up and just hear a little feedback or Ron on what you think. Babs, you guys can please chime in on what you think about those teams versus some of Rick Barnes and Bruce Pearl's teams. Thanks for taking the time to take my call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. I tell you what, that's a debate that goes on and on, you know, when we all get together as far as Bruce Pearl's teams with the guys like Duke Cruz, Tyler Smith, all those guys, Chris Lofton, Juwan, and then even with the teams that Coach Barnes has with Admiral, Grant Williams, Kyle Alexander, Bone, all of those guys. My thing is, man, the team that we had 99-2000, dog, it was different. You know, we had a lottery pick that couldn't even get on the floor in Marcus Haislip.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You guys felt like you should have won that.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah. And the team that got there to play for the national title was Florida. They played Michigan State, and we knew we could battle with Michigan State, and we swept Florida that year. So, they were just as deep. If it was a team to compare, maybe it would be Florida. But you're looking at it, man, you got McDonald's All-Americans, guys that are number one in the nation coming out of high school. You got McDonald's All-Americans, and then you got All-SEC performers and Tony Harris. The only one that didn't get a lot of recognition but was a stabilizer was John Higgins. Outside of that,
yeah,
everybody was all SEC guys. So, yeah, I definitely thought we should have won more than just the SEC title. But, you know, it goes like that, and North Carolina had our number thanks to Ed Cota. I always say, though, real quick, Brandon Haywood, if he never fouls out of the game, we win that game handedly. Once Brandon Haywood fouled out the game, their whole strategy changed, and they put the ball in Ed Cota's hand, and he just took over. So that was tough. But thanks for opening up that womb. Hope I answered your question.
Well,
call anytime.
And you're a huge fan, like, and you always have been. You mentioned the Bruce Pearl team, that mm-hmm. team he had that got the number one in the country.
I do. It was.
Ooh, remember that Memphis loaded. Game, 1-2
yes.
in Memphis?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Where were you watching that game?
I was overseas watching that game, and I was up. I think it came on at 9, and so it was like 3 or 4 in the morning in Italy at that time. Dude, I was up and glued to the tube. So that was super exciting. Plus, you know, a lot of guys that come from Memphis and things like that, you meet them overseas. The basketball community, sports period, is a small circle of people, and you meet them everywhere. So there was a lot of trash talking going on for that.
I love it. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. You can get us there. Let's go next to Calvin in Cheatham County. Wants to talk about the Titans schedule. Calvin, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up, Calvin?
What's up, Brent? Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm almost home from work. I had the same reaction as y'all, man, when that schedule came out. It looks very tough, but this is the first year that I got season tickets, so I'm super pumped. I've always been a 49er fan. That's kind of in my family, so the fact that we play them on Christmas, that's going to be a banger. But me and my brother-in-law, we went to a road game last year for the first time when we played Cincy, so I'm thinking we might keep that tradition this year. What, in y'all's opinion, what's a funner road atmosphere, Pittsburgh or Indianapolis? And I'll hang up. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Pittsburgh.
I would say Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Hands down, ain't no question. You want to go to, if you want to go to a game, whether that be baseball or whatever, you want to go to where the culture that their franchise has on that city is all about them. And Pittsburgh is that place over Indianapolis to me.
Yeah, so. I agree. And outside of football, by the way, I think Pittsburgh is actually
pretty cool city.
It gets a bad rap.
I've never been there.
Yeah,
I've never
I been think there. It's really a cool city, honestly.
I have been to Indy. I haven't been to a game at Indy, but we went to cover the playoff run, so we did shows up there that week from a mall over there. And I remember you could kind of walk around downtown Indianapolis without really going outside, which was cool. But
yeah, it's great when it's cold.
But the atmospheres, though, like, so for me, I heard, I think it was on Buck Show today, they were talking about, like, what was the toughest atmosphere, the most challenging atmosphere, Kansas City or Baltimore. And, you know, we were at both. Kansas City is an intimidating atmosphere, but the people are so freaking nice.
Right.
Like, it's such a different flow. Like, they're loud, and you can kind of feel the history and all that stuff when you're at the old Arrowhead Stadium.
You could, at least back when we were there, you could also feel the crowd basically just waiting for the second half collapse.
That's true.
You know?
And that Mariota year, that happened. The Baltimore thing, that's a whole different thing, man. Those people are ready to cut you. I'm telling you.
It's Baltimore.
That's what I was going to say, Hunk.
That's being nice.
Now, listen, man.
That's the most intimidating atmosphere ever. And the Titans handled it and did their thing. And
damn,
and
the atmosphere, Brent. The city. Like, let's not sugarcoat it here. Like, I remember when I was driving the trucks, dude, I rode through Baltimore. I was leaving Pittsburgh. I called Ramon and said, hey, dude, I don't know if you ever been up here, but I'm a big fan of The Wire, the series that used to come on back in the day. It was based out of Baltimore. Dude, that doesn't do it any justice. Like, I'm at the red light head on a swivel. Like, it just felt different, man. I'm telling you, Baltimore,
I was pregnant at that game, and I was legit worried about my safety sitting in the stands.
I'm telling you.
Legit.
They cut off alcohol sales at halftime.
That lets you know.
Mm-hmm. And so we were asking a cop about that at halftime. He's like, you don't. And he was like, y'all are dressed like this. You don't want these guys drinking beer into the second half.
Hey, man.
Like, there's especially a reason we cut it off at halftime.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. A lot of times when you go to these cities, sometimes the team doesn't take on the. They don't represent that fabric of what the city is. Baltimore does. Oakland does. Pittsburgh does. I think Nashville is growing into that also. The players represent the fabric of what's going on in the city. So
I totally agree with that. Workmanlike attitude and all that. It really matches up. 615-737-1045. Again, broadcasting live. Twin Creeks Marina. Check them out. TwinCreeksTN.com. Unbelievable place down here, and you can escape the everyday and have a lot of fun out here. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Joe Hunk throwing a little bit brown at you. 3HL and 104.5 The Zone. Britt Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay. We so appreciate you spending time with us.
Where's the ghost?
I don't know. The next question from Robin Roberts should have been, and for those that don't know, Bobby Brown was being interviewed by Robin Roberts, and he went into a story about how he had sexual relations with a ghost.
When?
I told you.
What just happened?
I told you.
Were you laughing about the ghost? Did something happen?
No, it never fails. It never, ever fails.
They're dry rub wings. But how do you spill like sauce on yourself with dry rub?
I had the quesadillas, and I got a side of A1, and then I got a side of Heinz 57 on one side.
There's a problem.
It never fails, man. I'm telling you.
The marketing rep for Twin Creeks walked up during the break and said, "Hey, you guys need anything?" It's like, "Yeah, Could you hand me that Heinz 57 sauce over there off that table?
I'm a sauce guy, man. I don't know what to say.
So now it's all over you.
Dude, it never failed. Like, that's amazing. Now I was trying to be careful. You just told me a minute ago. I spilled ranch on me a minute ago. So now I got ranch and Heinz 57. When I was little, I used to take my shirt instead of wiping it. I just suck it off. That's how much I love sauce.